Now, historically, probably the single biggest horror in terms of American consciousness from the Vietnam War was the My Lai Massacre. A brigade of American soldiers went into an undefended village full of civilians and killed between 350 and 500 of them, gang-raped women and girls beforehand, mutilated bodies, utterly nightmarish because it occurred. Because the U.S. government covered it up for as long as possible, because ultimately they just did slapping of a few wrists, and because it was not a singular incident, it was one of the nightmares of the Vietnam War. The My Lai Massacre was stopped by one man, a man named Hugh Thompson. Thompson was piloting a helicopter gunship, flying over the village, and was seeing American soldiers firing activity. Oh, they're under attack by Viet Cong. Landed there, got out, and was viewing the incomprehensible sight of American soldiers shooting elderly women, digging out babies from underneath the bodies of their mothers and shooting them, and figured out what was happening. And Hugh Thompson got into his helicopter, and in the course of minutes, undid every bit of training he had had as to who is an us and who is a them. He took his helicopter, landed it between the last group of surviving villagers there and American soldiers coming at them with their weapons, landed his helicopter and turned his machine guns on the American soldiers and said, "If you do not stop, I will mow you all down." And what is most important to me is none of these guys had fancier neurons than any of us. Same neurotransmitters, same genes, same enzymes, no fancier than any of us. What I think we're left with here at the end is a version of like that inevitable, exasperating cliche. Those who don't study history are destined to be able to repeat it. What we have here, I think, is the opposite. Those who don't study the history of extraordinary human change and those who don't study the science of how we more readily go from the worst of our behaviors to the best ones are destined not to be able to repeat unbelievable, magnificent moments like these.